Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey. And Seamus, good morning. I'm intrigued by this story about revitalizing Michigan Avenue by turning it into a pedestrian mall. What are the chances the city would actually do this?
Good morning, Bob. I would say probably highly unlikely. You know, they had the experience of doing this on State Street in the 70s and 80s, and it did not go that well. I think it's still trying to bounce back from that. But yeah, the idea was it was floated by a group of University of Chicago grad students. They were part of an innovation challenge to come up with ideas to how to revitalize downtown in short order, and the winning proposal was a suggestion to close Michigan from basically from Wacker Drive to Monroe. So this is basically the Chicago River to the end of Millennium Park. It would only be for buses, pedestrians, and bicyclists, and really just sort of try to revive foot traffic down to some of those businesses there, make it more friendly for tourists and for people working there, and to encourage artists to start moving into it. They do call that the cultural mile, that stretch right there. I don't think that term gets used that much, but it's a, you know, it's a part of downtown that's doing okay. There's been some new businesses there over the last couple years. I see long lines at the Nutella shop every day. But yeah, I think just closing down, you know, there's a lot of unintended effects. I would wonder what happens to all that traffic coming south on Michigan Avenue from Lakeshore Drive. It's a big bottleneck there if even one lane is closed on the Chicago River. So if you were shut it down at Wacker, where does all that go? So right. There'd be a lot of thinking going on. This seems like something they would study for decades and never do. But but the won the challenge. They won $10,000. So at least there's something good came out of this. But I wouldn't expect Mayor Johnson to be shutting down Michigan Avenue anytime in the near future.
But what is happening sooner rather than later is that Clark Street corridor in Lakeview coming back to life a little bit, right?
Yeah, this is good news. Well, we've been following this really closely. This is just a little bit south of Wrigley Field, where Sheffield and Roscoe is sort of the ground zero for it. If you can picture that, this is the exact spot where the CTA built their big flyover to get the Brown Line and the Red Line separated so they don't bottleneck there. But the speaking of unintended consequences, you know, this has been a six-year project so far, and a lot of the businesses around there have shut down. Places like the Blarney Stone, Town Hall Pub, the Pick Me Up Cafe. Roads were closed. People couldn't get there. They were often surprised by when things would shut down and people couldn't get into their restaurants and bars. But lots, you know, I would say more than a dozen businesses around there closed, and it was turning into a ghost town. But that work there, the majority of that work on that project is done now, and it is starting to, you know, signs of life. It's like spring, things are starting to pop up. There's been a couple new restaurants, a Mexican restaurant, a Korean chicken, a wellness center. So we're really hoping that some of those vacancies start to fill back in. Would love to see the Blarney Stone open. That's always a fun place to after Cubs games.
yeah, go figure. A guy named Seamus Toomey loves the Blarney Stone. Happy Easter. Thank you, Seamus. Yes.